Thanks for joining me today at InvestorIdeas.com Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, looking at today's problems and solutions for the future. I'm your host, Dawn Van Zandt, founder of InvestorIdeas.com, and hoping to share our way of making a difference in climate change. Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. I would like to open up the conversation of the Ukraine war and war in general and how the legacy is not only a devastating loss of lives on all sides, but how war impacts the health of the soil and the water and the food sources for the planet. Looking at the impact of war in general on the planet's health, an article from MDPI in Switzerland said, chemicals, particularly non-biodegradable elements and compounds used in military ammunitions and explosives, may contaminate soil and surface waters, which may later cause detrimental impacts on human health and large ecosystems around the world. As a result, war zones with intense conflict, military training areas, shooting sports zones, and explosives and ammunitions manufacturing disposal locations are considered among the major sources of contamination for terrestrial ecosystems. Reuters reported on the soil damage in the Ukraine in April, saying scientists looking at soil samples taken from the recaptured Kharkiv region in northeastern Ukraine found that high concentrations of toxins such as mercury and arsenic from munitions and fuel are polluting the ground. Using the samples and satellite imagery, scientists at Ukraine's Institute for Soil Science and Agrochemistry Research estimated that the war has degraded at least 10.5 million hectares of agricultural land across Ukraine so far. Yale 360 reported earlier this year some 687,000 tons of petrochemicals have burned as a result of shelling, while nearly 1,600 tons of pollutants have leaked into bodies of water. Hazardous chemicals have contaminated around 70 acres of soil, and water and soil pollution could make it temporarily impossible to grow crops in affected areas, the Environment Ministry said, complicating matters further. Some 15% of farmland in Ukraine has been littered with landmines. As we continue to fund new wars, we're still facing the damage of previous wars, going back to World War II. Made for Mines reports 300,000 tons of munitions are rotting away in the Baltic Sea, damaging fish and marine life and endangering people. Experts have investigated how dangerous the contaminated sites are and what should be done with them. Out of sight, out of mind. And after the two world wars, huge quantities of munition were simply dumped into the Baltic Sea. In some cases, not very far from the coast. At times, there was no concern that these legacies would become a dangerous threat, sooner or later. In German waters alone, the quantity of conventional munition and chemical warfare agents is estimated at 300,000 tons. For example, the Kohlberger Heide munitions dumping area is located directly outside of Kiel, a restricted area in which 35,000 tons of sea mines and torpedoes are located at a maximum depth of 12 meters and within sight of the beach. Earth.org says it best. The worst is that wars don't just end with a signed agreement between fighting countries. Many regions affected by war are not expected to recover for decades, forcing people to fight for a better life with limited resources and a damaged environment, which they depend on. For every person that says they support the war in Ukraine or any other war, especially the politicians that fund it, ask yourself, are you willing to take off your comfortable suit and go stand and fight on their soil tomorrow? Can you witness and participate in all of this legacy? How can politicians preach climate change and then fund war? I vote for peace, not for war, for the people, the land, the water, and this beautiful planet and all the living things upon it. That's it for today. Do something great for this beautiful planet each and every day. To hear more Clean Tech podcasts, visit the Clean Tech and Climate Change page on Investor Ideas. You can find it on our top template. Also, Investor Ideas has a lineup of other podcasts and themes, including the AII, the Crypto Corner, our cannabis podcast called Cannabis News and Stocks on the Move, rated one of the top investor podcasts in the sector, Play by Play, a podcast looking at sports and esports news, and exploring mining. To listen to any of our podcasts, visit our podcast page on Investor Ideas at investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can hear our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, and most audio platforms available to you. If you like any of our podcasts, we would appreciate you recommending them or reviewing them on your audio platform. And to help you follow and track clean tech and renewable energy stocks, Investor Ideas has created a directory of publicly traded stocks in the sector. You can find that by going to our homepage, looking on the sidebar and looking at renewable energy and environmental themes, and you'll find our stock directories there. Investor Ideas does remind all of investors to read our disclaimers and disclosures on our site. You can find them at investorideas.com/about-disclaimer.asp. It is important to read these. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investment involves risk and a possible loss of investment. Thank you again and have a great day.